Radio and UN Women UK present to you a live 24-hour radio show.
24 hours.
We are here for our, I'm going to look for a different word for marathon epic extravaganza, 24 hours of live radio chit-chat, all in aid of UN Women UK for the He For She campaign during Arts Week. Remember, if you want to support us, and please do. Text UNWN followed by the amount you want to donate. And I always smile with this, 270070. You're proud of me, Harriet?
I am.
Thanks, babe. Thanks.
I'm just eating some pizza.
You enjoy that pizza. You enjoy
My voice
it.
Has gone so low.
Hasn't it?
Smoky.
It's really
it's what happens
smoky.
When I'm in the co-pilot seat.
You become, sexy.
I try and become as sexy as possible.
It's the only thing that's going to work. We do have Eva Lazarus with us in the studio, but also coming round of applause, please, for Governor B.
Yeah!
Hello and welcome.
I'm going to clap for myself.
Are you? Do clap yourself.
Clap it up,
because you are literally the only man. Well, we've got our cameraman there.
You're our first man.
Our first male guest.
Sick, man.
Welcome.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
It's so lovely to have you here. Now, I was just looking at our little notes on you. Your album, Odd One Out, was the first rap album to top the Christian and gospel charts.
She bought me pizza.
She bought you pizza.
Yeah, no, it was. It
literally
was.
Literally keeps giving. What was that like to be, well, to have the first rap album to top the Christian and gospel charts?
I think it was sick for me because I feel like people have stereotypes of anyone that's like remotely religious or has faith. Mm-hmm. Like they feel like, oh, Christian music's like, I don't know, people in like white robes singing Kumbaya, My Lord and stuff like that. But I feel like
Kumbaya,
it's changed
My Lord's
a lot.
A really good song.
It's a big, big tune, you know. You don't remember
yeah,
that Shine Jesus Shining, that, yeah? Yeah. But yeah, it's cool to just, I don't know, live my truth and do it in the way that I like to do it. So it's cool.
Do you know, that reflects very much what we were saying too, Eva, like, you live your truth. You stay true to yourself when it comes to music, and despite how tough it might be,
yeah.
And it must be very tough in gospel to stay, you know, true to what you want to do in that industry.
Yeah, I feel like with me, it's only ever been tough because the church don't really like accept me because I'm like
ooh,
a gram
you're
artist.
Like in between.
Do you know what I mean? And then
yeah.
The gram scene, they're like, oh, he's a bit different. He's like a bit too positive. So
positive.
I don't really fit in. But with me, the way I see it is like I'm just a Christian, obviously, but I just love music, man. Like I'm a normal guy. I do normal stuff. I play like FIFA, like everyone else. Like
I hate FIFA.
Maybe not like everyone else.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wait, remember you're in a room of girls now. So
didn't mean that. And also, you've released your debut book, Unpopular Culture.
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah. What was it about writing, first of all? I guess with the music you write, but what is it about you wanting to have a book as well? It's amazing.
Yeah, man. I was like, you know, like in school when they were like, oh, everyone go library, pick yeah. a book. I just hated that because I could never find any books that were like short enough, like 20 pages and stuff. Like I just hated reading.
Yeah.
And I felt like there was nothing that related to me. And I never had like a big brother growing up. Obviously, I still don't have a big brother. I just wanted to write a book for like the young G's on the estates that grew up in London. Like I grew up and
yeah.
like guys and girls that are just finding their way through life and just saying like, do you know what? You can achieve anything, man. Just keep your head up. Be positive. Work as hard as you can. You don't have to just do what society tells us. Just like care about money and material things, but there's stuff that's really important, like your destiny and your future and all that good stuff, you get me?
How do you feel about artists like Stormzy in terms of the fact that he's obviously very open about his religion and like
yeah.
on massive stages, you know,
yeah.
Brit Awards and he's spoken about it so many times in terms of like his sort of connection with God and how he feels about religion. How do you feel about that? Like, do you think that's, you know, a good thing that lots more artists are talking about their sort of personal beliefs in that realm?
Yeah, I feel like it's a beautiful thing, man, because we've all got a responsibility to live our truth and be true to ourselves, and people can believe in whatever they want to believe in and they should feel free to express that. And I feel like when Stormzy does it, it just gives room for everyone else in the world that's just like him or believes in a similar thing to say, do you know what, like, yeah, I like what he's saying and I'm going to stand for that too. It
yeah.
just gives people like freedom yeah. to be themselves.
Exactly. I think the freedom's the most important thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
And also, what were your inspirations then growing up? Who did you look up to? You say you didn't have that older brother kind
yeah.
of things to look up to. So who did you look up to? What music influences?
Kano was like my big musical influence because I'm from East London. Kano's from East London. Mm. And just to see someone that looked like me on MTV...
That was my phone, sorry.
Respect the phones.
My God, I can hear things.
But yeah, he was my first big musical inspiration. I used to write down Kano lyrics, I swear, on my MTV. And I was like, right, like, he looks like me and he's on MTV. Maybe I can write bars as well. So.
Well, look, let's play your track, Been Hustling.
Yep.
We'll be back in a few minutes. Here we go. Here's Been Hustling.
Boom.
After a job, right? I've been after one ever since I left school, Dale. Yeah, well, I happen to know where there's one going and I'm willing with the government.
Been hustling, had to work different jobs, get it in. Daddy, where you been?
Grand.
Yeah. We've been hustling, had to work different jobs, get it in. Daddy, where you been?
Grand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
got the vibe now. Back then, all my dogs used to ride out. I was at yard in my hideout. Get rich, quick scheme on my mind now. I feel bad now, I would have the lifestyle. Big mansion, big eyes, big trips, big life, big jets, big ride, big black Lambo sitting in my drive proud. I was raised better. My dad said, son, don't chase cheddar. Chase purpose, the reason is way better. True, but I remember the day when I saw Joe pulled up in the coupe. It was looking too sick, I'm trying to get one too. True that I might not need it, but I'm the black Del Boy, too greedy.
We've been hustling, had to work different jobs, get it in. Daddy, where you been?
Grand.
Yeah, yeah. We've been hustling, had to work different jobs, get it in. Daddy, where you been?
Grand.
Yeah, yeah.
And now I've got it. Straight Terry Crews with the profits. And now I'm honest. I'm trying to tell my crew what your world is. My young G was bagging up class A. He's in a cell now, living life blasé. He was chasing a credit in the fast lane. He said, Govy, I regret it, come on, past ain't great. I said, brother, me either. Fake Air Max 90, street dealer. I thought the money would've made me. All it did was change me, had me moving crazy. Living life to impress people that I didn't like. Dad was like, give him time, soon see a different side. Yeah, I used to slip and slide. But now I'm on a different path.
We've been hustling, had to work different jobs, get it in. Daddy, where you been?
Grand.
Yeah, yeah. We've been hustling, had to work different jobs, get it in. Daddy, where you been?
Grand.
Yeah, yeah.
My view of success in the hood was who had the best car and who had the Air Max 97s, the black ones, and who had respect. And my view of success in the hood was who had all the girls and who had all the cash in the world, even if they did that stuff to get it. Now my view of success is who does the best with what God has blessed them with and is content with all of the things that life could ever bring. And my view of success is to dream as big as you can dream, but to never compare yourself with anyone, cause God has plans for you.
Different jobs, get it in. Daddy, where you been?
Grand.
Yeah, yeah. We've been hustling. I took work, different jobs, get it in. Daddy, where you been?
Grand.
That was Been Hustling by Governor B. And we've got another guest in the studio. Let's welcome, and we want a very big warm round of applause, please. Let's welcome Alexandra Burke.
Yay! Yay!
Thank
my girl.
So
applause
on
myself like an idiot.
Yeah!
Yay,
me!
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Me. But you know why? Because A, because this we've been trying to make this happen for time,
yeah,
haven't we?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And secondly... Oh, do people know where we are? Because I'm in my ends right
yeah,
now.
You
yeah,
you are so excited to
I'm
be.
I'm so excited. Knows. This is where I grew up. So for me, this is everything.
Oh,
isn't
my
it,
God.
One.
What? So you literally grew up around the corner?
Literally a street away.
That is amazing.
A street away.
Well, welcome home.
Welcome
thank
home.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've been waiting for you.
Oh, thank you. And I've been waiting to come back.
You know? Well, for people that have just joined us, obviously we are doing our 24-hour live marathon for UN Women UK, all for the He For She campaign. And it's yeah, it's great that you're here as well.
Thank you.
And we've had a very musical start to the show, really. We've been live for about an hour and a half.
I guess it's me, maybe. I brought...
done good.
I didn't die and book any of these people.
No, you bring the music vibes.
I'm not cool enough to get these guys in. They wouldn't come in on my show.
They would not come in on my show. Alex, a lot of, you know, we've been talking, we've got obviously Governor B and Eva talking about staying true to yourself in the industry.
Mm.
How hard is it to stay true to you?
It's not hard if you've got grounded people around you. Mm. It's not hard if you've got people that aren't yes people. I hate yes people, by the way. I can't deal with the yes people. But it's not hard if you've got good, positive, loving people around you. Mm. The problem is if you don't have that foundation, you don't have that grounding, you can easily get lost in all of what this industry is about, the smile and wave, the red carpets. People think it's so glamorous and all that, but actually it takes a lot of hard work to get to where you want to be, and people have to always remember you're not handed your career on the plate. People work hard for that. And if you remember where you've come from, like I always remember my roots, my family home is still just around the corner, and I won X Factor 10 years ago. And this is, I mean, my school's around the corner where I went to school, and I still visit EGA. And so I remember my roots because that's the ground that I got from my mother and from my family. And they've installed that into me. So whenever something comes about, that's a great opportunity. Every day I wake up and I give thanks for another day to live, breathe, and love to God, because I'm a true believer in God. And then I continue with my day, and I always say to myself, how can I make myself a better person? How can I improve on being a better daughter, an auntie, a cousin, a friend, whatever? And I just feel like if people have those kind of conversations with yourself, to check yourself now and again, if not just every day, through meditation, it's just important to remind yourself where you've come from and where you want to be.
And a lot of that's coming out in your new music, isn't it?
You're
doing a lot of writing about things that are sort of like important to you and stuff that's happened in the last couple of years, right?
So basically, it's so easy to fall into the trap of being in this industry and people going to you, hi, how are you? And it's a high-pitched answer. Hi, I'm fine. Everything's great. Everything's wonderful. It's always the high tone, always
so
the high tone.
True.
And I caught myself doing that for a couple of years.
Yeah.
I had to check myself real quick because that's not my reality. And if something's not right, I'm now in a place in my life where I can say, if you ask me if I'm all right today, I'm not trying to give you, everything's great. Mm. If I'm not cool, I'm not cool. And
that's so brave to be like that.
And it is brave, because sometimes it reduces me to an emotional state, and that's just who I am, an emotional human being, and I'm not afraid of it. But it literally is about that time, because I'm turning 30 this year. I've been in the industry a very small time. It's only been 10 years. Mm. Haven't stopped since X Factor, but it's so easy to get caught up into you smile and wave and be glamorous, and actually I just want to finally keep it real. I've got a great team around me, my label that I've just signed to, Decca, with Universal, and they're amazing. They're encouraging me to just be more real and just like say it how it is. And that's what it is with my new album that's coming out next Friday. It's called The Truth Is, for a reason, because finally I'm letting go and just embracing talking about things that I never would talk about, like my mum, past relationships that were so public in my breakup, and that's humiliating for me, but I'm not afraid to talk about it now through my music. So it's hard. No, I'm not gonna lie, it's hard, because when I was listening back to the album and doing the track listing, I had to kind of remove myself because I was getting so emotional, and then I got scared to put certain songs on the album. But then thankfully my team around me reminded me, but this is your message you're trying to give out to people. So if you hide it, you're going back to the Alex you don't want to be. So, you know, it's not easy.
It's scary, but it's a good place to be that you can do that.
Yeah. And I'm trying just each day at a time.
When you did Strictly, obviously physically, really debilitating and like hard and
very
like, making music is obviously quite debilitating mentally.
It
can kind of expend a lot of energy.
Yes.
Did you feel like when you came out of Strictly that you were ready to like use some of that, like it, to be able to put that into the music and be like, because it got a bit quite frustrating and difficult to like do all that stuff on Strictly? And
yeah, it was this was my schedule during Strictly. So I started writing this album 2013, then whilst I was doing Bodyguard, Sister Act, I was doing studio sessions. I built a studio in my house, packed it down, took it on the road. So I was writing whilst I was on the road.
Your life was work.
Oh, it was literally work. For the past, you know, 5-6 years, I haven't released in 6 years. And then when I'd done Strictly, every Sunday when everyone's chilling having a roast, I'm in the studio. So I was in the studio every single Sunday, and to the point where I got really sick and I had to stop the last 3 weeks of Strictly. And I actually only put the final vocals on the album, I just laid it 3 weeks ago, on the Strictly tour. So I'd have a matinee day, and before I'd go to the matinee, I'm recording in the morning, and then I come back after at 11 o'clock at night and keep recording to finish the album on time. It was hard, but worth every second. Worth every second to do that. I wouldn't have it any other way, though. I'm a little bit of a work freak. I like to work, so.
But what kept you going on? Because 2013, that's a long time to keep that momentum.
It is, and loads of things changed in between that. Like a lot in my life has changed since 2013 to now, and I think what keeps me going is seeing the fight my mum put up when she was sick. And I always think to myself, who am I to moan about anything when my mum was fighting for her life? So that was the hard, it still is really hard for me, like, you know, it's still very raw for me, but I feel like in her honour and in her name, that's why I continue, because it's so easy to quit, and she didn't raise no quitter. and that much I do believe. My mum never quit, and she was a single parent and provided for her children and put clothes on our back and made sure whatever happened, she was always there for us. So I do this for my mum, for my family, and for those who've supported me since winning the show. People forget I was only 19.
That's
when
so
I auditioned
young.
For the show, like, I was only so 19 young. And people think I'm like much older than what I am, and it's crazy, and I know I'm blessed, I know I'm very lucky, so I don't take a day for granted.
It's young to be, in a way, thrown into this industry.
Yeah.
And that is X Factor is really throwing you.
But to be fair, I was thrown in before that because my mum was in Soul to Soul. So when she was doing her touring and she's on Top of the Pops and she's coming home and there's journalists outside the house and pack this and pack that. I had a real taste of all of that through my mum and seeing her go through it and how she handled herself with dignity and with... my mum was a queen, do you know what I mean? And the way that she handled herself was so inspiring. She never let anything phase her. So that's why when things come along and people go, aren't you stressed? I'm like, what for what? Do you know what, why? You don't need to be stressed. Stress is not a part of my life. I don't choose it. I choose happiness. Thank you.
Yes.
I want to stress.
On a musical sense, you know, obviously you're going to start performing live and performing this music live.
Yeah.
You know, there's specific songs on there that are, you know, written about your mum.
Yeah.
And do you feel like when you perform them, are you ready to do that? Are you ready to perform those songs?
No, I'm not at all. I did do a show the other day where I had to sing the title of the album, The Truth Is, and that's a song about my mum, one of the songs about my mum. And I did that for, I don't know if I'm allowed to say what it was for, but it was a religious show. And that helped me because of the relation to that I've got with God and my feelings with God and stuff like that. So that was cool. But I know that I'm about to go out on tour in September and perform these songs. If I'm completely honest, I know I'm not ready yet right now. And I'm hoping by that time I will be. Mm. And if not, I'll make it work somehow.
But also, will you ever be ready? Like, it might just be something you need to jump into.
I don't know. I just know that we booked a tour and I got really excited and I was like, yeah, let's book the tour. And then when the reality hit of actually releasing, and then, you know, Shadow came out and the album's out next week, it's I'm not gonna lie, it's anxiety is through the roof. So I'm very, very nervous about the next few months of my life and performing and talking about it and stuff. And for example, if the label choose the second single to be a song that's so deep, I don't know how I'm going to handle that. Mm. So I am just taking it each day as it comes.
That's
all I can do. So I don't know how ready I'm going to be.
But you'll make it work.
Prayer helps.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. You guys, do you feel like when you write tracks, if you're writing about something that's maybe a little bit personal or something that cuts you deep, you know, has it been difficult to perform? Is it something that holds you back from wanting to perform that song?
For me, it's quite therapeutic because I really struggle to express my emotions and like my feelings. So when I write, like even just recently, I lost my dad about 6 months ago and I couldn't talk to anyone about like how I was genuinely like feeling inside. But as soon as I put pen to paper and started writing lyrics, it just started like flowing and I was finding that I was like feeling better. I was starting to like express it a bit more. When I perform the stuff, it's a lot harder, but I feel like it gives me a bit of pride because the memories of him will never leave me. He's always going to be part of what I do. So it kind of inspires me. It's therapy for me.
That's really beautiful as well, because that's something that will be there forever.
It's a
mark in history. Mm. The same for you, Alexandra. Do you feel the same, Eva? Have you had to sort of do that with music before?
I feel like the real sort of cleanse that I get from writing about my real life issues or real life problems is usually relationship based. I actually had "You Know Who You Are" actually said to me, "Don't write one of those songs about me, you know. Don't write one of those." Dare you?
Well, I'm gonna start.
That is my therapy. How dare you? Like, the music was there before you, and it'll be there after you. And how dare you try and deny me my therapy? Don't you dare write. I'm putting pen to paper right now.
Yeah, but surely that's because he's scared, because he's probably a dick.
And he was like, oh, he knows he's a big old.
Yeah,
dude.
Like,
he knows.
I was talking to someone about this today, and I was, and someone, we were talking about like, oh, would you like a song written about you? I was like, yeah, and they were like, what if they were calling you a bitch? And I'd be like, yeah, but it's a song about me.
That's the part of
it. It doesn't matter if they're calling me a bitch.
That's funny because it's true.
I know we've only got a few minutes left with everyone in the studio. Very quickly, I just want to talk about inspirational women.
Yes.
Eva, I'm going to start with you. What would you say are your inspirational women or woman?
Women. The thing is, I don't know how much of a cop-out this is, but as soon as I got asked I heard that this was a thing that we were talking about, my mum sprang to mind straight away. And I say that because I've watched her maintain her creative career all the way through my life. She is a single mother looking after two children, and she's ran her business and painted and sculpted and made jewelry and had exhibitions through my whole life. Like, that must be amazing. So hard to do, unmanaged, a black female artist in this country working from the 80s. Like, there isn't a lot of female artists sustaining themselves, sustaining a business, let alone a black female.
It's incredible.
Like, she does Afrocentric art, so that's a very specific like target audience.
Yeah.
Like, she was so happy when Afropunk was a thing. She was like finally. Finally.
I know we've only got a few minutes left. Very quickly, Governor B, who would you say inspirational woman?
Yeah, same for me. My mum, she's came from Ghana in her early 20s and just set up shop here, had me and my little brother, and everything she does is for us. Even when my dad passed away, I know, like, I can see it in her eyes. She feels like, oh, I'm gonna give up, I can't like live on, but I know she looks in the eyes of me and my little brother and she thinks, you know what, I've got to keep going for them. And for me, her life is bigger than herself. She always looks out for other people and she sees the bigger picture. So, yeah, my mum for me.
That's incredible. Alexandra Burke, who would you say?
Yeah, I'm going to have to say my mum, but then two other people is my auntie, my mum's sister, my auntie Sonia, and then my own sister, Shanice, as well. Those three women are incredible. And going back to my mum in particular, my mum and my aunt both raised... they both raised all the kids. When my mum had to go away with Soul to Soul, my auntie Sonia was always there. So she is a second mother to all of us. And my sister doesn't know it, but sometimes I don't think she realizes how great she is as a human being, because she is a great older sister. And sometimes I just want to pick her up and say, just keep going, because we all look up to you so, so much. And hopefully she's listening, because I told her to tune in. So hopefully she's listening.
She'll be in trouble if she's not.
Exactly. But she is very inspirational, and I just want her to believe in herself a bit more.
I think that's beautiful. Look, Alexandra Burke, Governor B, Eva Lazarus, thank you so, so much for joining us.
You've been awesome, guys.
It's been incredible. We're going to leave you guys with Alexandra Bird's Renegade song. We'll be back in a few minutes' time. Thank you to all of you guys. Woo! Thank you.
Missiles rain down on me. I take them all. I still bleed, but I'm not in denial. I've surrendered every inch of me. Put my hands up for the world to see. The missiles rain down on me. I take them all. I'm all alone in this war, but I'm at peace with my flaws. I don't abide by law. A rebel with a cause. 'Cause I'm a fucking renegade. Down. I surrendered every inch of me. Put my heart out for the world to see. So call your soldiers off me. I'm breaking out. I'm all alone in this world, but I'm at peace with my flaws. I don't abide by law. A rebel with a cause. 'Cause I'm a fucking renegade.
Welcome back. If you did just hear that, then Harry, I just want some pizza. This is FUBAR Radio. I'm Rich Downey. I'm joined by Harriet Rose. This is our 24-hour live marathon. Do you like how I make it sound like you're doing it with me?
Yeah, I'm supposed to be leaving 10 minutes.
You are, aren't you?
Bye.
Toodles, Rach. Enjoy. I will be doing the entire live 24 hours. Almost 2 hours in. That's all right.
So you've got 22 hours left, babe.
That's all right.
That's not bad.
22 hours. I've been awake before for 22 hours. I'm ignoring the fact that, you know.
That's a clever way to do it.
Thanks, Dar. Thanks.
I do that when I do exercise. I'm like, oh, I've done.
I've got 22 hours left.
Yeah, you've got 22 hours of exercise, by the way. We're going to make you jog for 22 hours. What wonderful guests we've had so far as well. It's been a really fun time.
It's been incredibly inspirational so far. It really, really has. We are doing the show, by the way, in aid of UN Women UK. All for the He for She campaign, which is going on during Arts Week. Arts Week goes on for another about 6 days. To support us, do text UNWN. We want you to donate some money, please.
Donate. Give your money.
Yeah. Text UN. Sorry.
I like that you just made me sound like Phil Mitchell then. Okay.
I'm here to help. Text UNWN followed by the amount you want to donate to 70070.
It's really making me laugh that I'm really interested to see what you're going to be like on hour 22, because if you're like this on hour 2...
Oh dear, I feel like I'm already losing my mind.
I think you already have.
Already losing my mind. Right, I believe we've got another guest coming up very, very shortly. We're going to...
Rob's coming in for having a chat with us from the Marsikins, isn't he, in a little minute.
Very exciting. I believe it's going to happen right now. Rob, hello. Are you there, Rob?
Hi, I am here, yes.
Rob, hi, babe.
Hi.
It's Harriet. Sorry.
Hi, Harriet. How are you?
How did you not recognise my voice?
Yeah, come on, Rob.
I usually play kind of voice recordings of your voice back to myself just to kind of remember it, but I haven't done that today, so
letting us down, Rob. Rob, you are part of the Marsikins.
Marsikins. Yes.
See, do you know what? I put my brace back in and I think it's just it's disrupted everything.
It's lisping your S's.
It is lisping everything.
I actually came to see the boys the other night at their headline show at the Borderline. Yeah. Which was absolutely sick, by the way. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, it was really fun.
You guys get very... Okay, so basically, Rachel, you might not have seen Marsikins perform live, right? Mm-hmm. These boys are a force to be reckoned with.
Okay.
Like, you can't watch... I went to see them for the first time a few years ago, because we've had them... They're kind of... We call them the house band on my show.
Oh my God, that is brilliant.
They've been on so many times that they are... Like
they are the house band.
We want them to be our house band anyway. And they just, they're a force to recommend, and they are fantastic live. And they're having so much fun and smiling and laughing. It's a really wonderful sight to see.
Is it? Mm. Rob, do you love what you do? Is it a genuine enjoyment on stage for you?
Yeah, like we started a band and we looked around and there was all these bands wearing leather jackets and being all cool, and we were like, oh, maybe that's how you do it. And then we kind of thought, actually, we'd be really bad at that. So we just have to, like, you know, grin and be daft, because that's who we are, really. So yeah, it's a genuine expression of ridiculousness on our part, and people like it. So that's good.
That sounds brilliant. And tell us about the other members of the band.
So I'm in a band with three other lovely young men, Kale, Ollie and James, who I've known now since way back when. And yeah, they're all lovely chaps and have good senses of humour, so it's nice to spend time with them.
Yeah, I think the banter levels are pretty high in the band, aren't they?
Yeah.
How's the rest of the tour going? Because are you finished now, or are you still going?
No, it's so last night was... Manchester, and we've got a day off today, and then the final show is tomorrow in Leeds, so we're all kind of really
excited. That's hometown
for that. Yeah, man, so it's gonna be mad. It's sold out and it's a really big venue, and we're all just kind of like so excited to get out there and just play the last show. So yeah, it's been sick.
And have you enjoyed the tour so far?
Yeah, it's totally blown like all our expectations out of the water. We have this kind of thing where we try not to get like overly optimistic or excited about things, because we don't want to ever get disappointed. So we kind of like wander around the world like thinking that no one really cares about the band, and then like we wander on stage each night and there's people there, and it's the best feeling ever. So yeah, every show but Bristol sold out on this tour, and we didn't expect that to happen. It's, yeah. it's been a mad one, yeah.
And when I came to see you, it was in the midst of the snowstorm.
That's commitment, Harriet.
And literally, the room was absolutely packed, despite the fact that it was you probably had to walk all the way from your house to get there because of the public transport. But it was so beautiful to see, because you guys are the most humble boys I've ever met in my life in the music industry, and you're just so sweet and lovely, and it's all getting really exciting over there, isn't it?
It's going all right, you know. It's the lovely people like yourself and the people in the audience who smile up at us and makes us think maybe we're doing something right and validates our ridiculous life choices to try and be pop stars.
And you did Made of Veil as well the other day, didn't you?
Yeah, that was so cool. Like, it just totally came out of the blue, and it's, you know, the gravitas of the whole thing is. It's still not really sunk in. You know, we sat doing vocal warm-ups at a piano that Paul McCartney had played, and the engineers on, like, hug terms with Dave Grohl, and, yeah, it was like...
So did you hug him to try and get some of the Dave Grohl off him?
Yeah, I did, actually. So technically, I
rubbing
hugged
yourself.
Dave Grohl now.
Oh, you are. It's very true. By the way, one thing in the notes I'm loving, and I instantly respect you for this, is you guys want to get to number one with Martin McCutcheon.
Yeah, I think, you know, there's not enough conversations to be had about Martin McCutcheon in 2018.
True story.
This is your moment.
Exactly.
This is your perfect. Go on, Rob.
What we need to do, really...
He's serious now. Come on.
As house backing band for Fubar Radio, we need to kind of get Martin on the show, and then we'll just do some kind of swing or jazz version of that song.
Dude, I'm going to make that happen.
Yeah,
I am going to make that happen.
Can you?
Of course I can. I can do anything.
Oh, yes, I can.
I'm going to make that happen. I promise you. I'm going to make that happen.
Okay, we will hold you to that.
Yeah, do.
I think we've got a number one on our hands. We really have.
So do I.
A Christmas number one, I'm thinking.
But I'm taking 15%.
That's fine. We don't see any of the money from anything anywhere.
So go for it.
I know your manager as well, so yeah, I'm definitely having words with him about my 15%.
Also,
yeah, that's right. You and him can go to the Bahamas. With
yeah,
all the money
boy.
Of the
God damn, you've got a good deal going on there. I also hear that you guys started writing a sitcom.
Yeah,
this is
just a product of spending far too much time with the same people in a van, and our van radio is broken, so we can't even listen to music. When we're on tour, we just make up ridiculous scenarios that we think would be funny, and I can guarantee you no one else will think it's funny at all because it's so ridiculous. So it'll never see the light of day.
And
if it does, then it'll be terrible, but it's a lot of fun to just sit there and make things up. So yeah,
why not
Can you give us an idea of what this sitcom is about again, the one that's not gonna hit the light of day? That's
essentially it centres around a character named Bigging, and Bigging's a bit of a bumbling idiot. He's a posh guy. He moves in like the upper echelons of society, but he's not very good at it. He has an arch rival who's always one-upping him. He has a servant or a boy called Jones who's equally as bumbling and idiotic. There's a merman. Who lives next door?
It's like Blackadder for the
it's
modern
ridiculous.
Day.
Ridiculous. Yeah,
that sounds incredible. I'm gonna make you make it.
Okay. Well, if you use the 15% of the Christmas number one single with Martin McCutcheon and fund the sitcom, then we can probably make something work.
Yeah, I can put the money back into the system. I'm happy to do that.
Thank you.
Oh, this is brilliant already. By the way, what is coming up? So you finish your tour in Leeds tomorrow. So what's next for you guys?
I think, publicly, it'll just be festivals. We'll be holding ourselves up for a little bit before that to write, but that's just us in a windowless studio in Leeds. So, yeah, I think we'll just be throwing around loads of ideas that we've, kind of come up with on tour and trying to piece together some new music, and then, hitting festival season pretty hard, I think.
Sick.
Yeah, sounds brilliant. What festivals will you be doing?
Thus far, I am allowed to tell you.
Yeah, you don't know what you're allowed to say, do you?
I'm so bad at knowing what I'm allowed to say.
Don't worry, you're amongst friends.
I just get told off. I know that I can tell you we're playing Kendall Calling,
yes.
Liverpool Sound City. I don't know.
He's scared to say.
He is.
I will get such a slap on the wrist. What I would advise to all FUBAR radio listeners is to head to marsicans.com/tour.
Ooh,
and
there
you can
is.
Find out which festivals we are legally obliged to tell you we are playing thus far in the summer.
Oh, very good. Very well trained there. Mm. Well, I believe that's all we've got time for. We are going to say our farewells, but we will be playing your song, Wake Up Freya, very shortly. But Rob, before you go, inspirational women. Can you tell us who your inspirational woman or women are, please?
Yes. Well, it sounds
yes, I can.
obvious, but mum, like my mum's she is very, very supportive of the ridiculous decisions that I make, and without her support, I wouldn't be doing this. So you know, that's the big one. And then, you know, there are many, many inspirational women in music. There are people who we look up to and we think, like, wow, we would love to make records as good as that. Like Beyonce and Ollie's like the biggest fan of Lorde.
Yes, these are good.
You know, huge, huge pop records that are just fantastic. We would love to be, you know, on a par with that. So there's so many, and the list could go on. But I think the big one's definitely mum, and I think the rest of the boys would say the same thing, because we wouldn't be doing it without like the support network we've got. So yeah,
that is lovely.
Well, Rob from the Marsicans, thank you so, so much for talking to us today. Really appreciate it. We are going to leave you guys with the Marsicans' Wake Up Freya. Thanks so much, Rob.
Love you, bye.
Thank you. Love you, bye.